Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you have your Bible, please turn with me to the book of John. John chapter 1, let's read verse 14 through 18. "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, This is he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. In verse 18, no man hath seen God at any time. But he says, The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him." Heavenly Father, help us today to understand your word and to see Jesus Christ. Lord, I preach and I preach and I preach and I preach of Christ and the wonderful things he does. But please help those that are listening, whatever problem they have in their life, help them. If they're sick, please heal them. For truly, you are the Lord that heals us. If they're afraid or confused or don't know what to do or pick a problem, whatever problems we have, please help them today. Please help them to know that you love them and that you care for them. And again, please meet their needs. In Jesus' name, amen. I've read these verses a number of times, and I don't apologize for that. I've chased rabbit after rabbit after rabbit in our study on John the Baptist, and I don't apologize for that. Because the Word of God is life to the soul. And instruction from the Bible is what we need. For truly, if we believed the book and applied it to our lives would improve. Of that there is no doubt. Take, for instance, verse 14. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That God came from heaven, became a man, and lived among humans 2,000 years ago. And this book tells the story, and I preach and others preach the story of what Jesus did for us. And he went back to heaven, and one day he's coming again. But in our lesson today, we'll take a look at John chapter 14. And we'll see this theme that God dwells with us. Not just the record of some dusty book, something that happened 2,000 years ago, and not, well, I don't know when. I mean, it's been 2,000 years and he hadn't come back. Maybe he'll never come back. Well, of course, he's coming back. But John chapter 14 talks of Jesus dwelling with us today, living in our hearts today. And we can behold his glory, the glory of Jesus Christ, as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. But let's get to our lesson today. Verse 17, for the law of Moses, and by extension the entire Old Testament, was given by Moses. But grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. We just saw that in verse 14. We see the glory of God in Christ. And he's full of grace and truth. But the Ten Commandments, the Levitical laws, all the do's and don'ts that came from Moses. But grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. You see, the law, thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not do that, oh, and you got to do this other thing. Keeping the law doesn't save. And I've harped on this. You can't do right and earn your way to heaven. It simply doesn't work that way. The law, the list of rules, that's what the Old Testament is about, in part at least. But salvation comes by faith in Jesus Christ. Again, not keeping a bunch of rules, but believing in Jesus, who, oh, by the way, kept the rules for us. Galatians chapter 3, verse 24 and 25. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. You know that I teach incessantly from the Old Testament, and I always show Christ. If Gideon did this or that, or Moses or Solomon or Elijah did this or that, my message in the way that I preach is always, yeah, but these things point to Jesus Christ, and he is the fulfillment of the things in the Old Testament. And Paul says that the Old Testament is a schoolmaster. Got to go to school, got to learn your ABCs, whatever, learn about God, learn how to live, etc. That's great, but at some point you graduate from the Old Testament to the New. And salvation is by grace through faith, not by works, not by keeping a bunch of rules. There's a verse that says, the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Again, it's by faith and not by doing rules. And John the Baptist, his message was, hey, you remember the Old Testament? It talks about Jesus. Well, look, there he is. And later on in our study, we'll look at Matthew chapter 3, where it talks about that. But John chapter 10, verse 39 through 42. And I'm beginning in the middle of a passage for context, but it says, "Therefore they sought again to take him." The Pharisees, Sadducees would have you. They wanted to take him and execute him. But he escaped out of their hand. And he went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John at first baptized. And there he abode. Whatever drama was happening, they were trying to trick Jesus, trying to arrest him. And this is something they did again and again and again. This is what religion does. Religion persecutes. But the gospel sets free. But they tried to arrest him or whatever, but he managed to escape. And then he went on the other side of the Jordan River to the place that John the Baptist was baptizing, or rather had baptized. He went to that place. And there's backstory here, and I'll get to it in a few weeks. But that place is called Gilgal. And it's in the Old Testament. But it says he went to that place, and there he abode. He camped out or whatever for some time. But it says that many resorted unto him, or many people went to where he was, on the other side of Jordan where John had baptized. They went there because he was there. And they said, "John, he didn't do any miracles." And that's a fact. John the Baptist didn't perform miracle number one. But everywhere Jesus went, he healed the sick, he raised the dead, he cast out devils, he did all of these things continually. But they said, "John didn't do any miracles." That's true, but all things that John said about this man, Jesus Christ, were true. And it says in verse 42 that many believed on him there, at that place. Again, there's the idea of John preaching the Old Testament and saying that Jesus is coming. And there was a handoff, and I've talked about this before, there was a handoff from people following John and being baptized by John to people following Jesus instead. Again, after that faith has come, we're no longer under that Old Testament schoolmaster. And I hope that you get the point I'm trying to make. But John chapter 1 verse 18, the last verse I read at the beginning, it says that no man has seen God at any time. Now, Moses saw God's back parts, whatever that means. There were various times where Jesus, we believe, appeared in the Old Testament. For instance, Abraham. There were two men that came to talk to Abraham. And we believe that one of them was Jesus before he was incarnated. But I don't want to chase that rabbit today. But it's true that no man on earth saw God in his natural state at any time. Nowhere in the Old Testament is it recorded. But the only begotten Son of God, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared the Father. Again, to make it clear, nobody in the Old Testament had ever seen God for real. But Jesus comes. Jesus comes. The Son of God comes. And it says that Jesus declares the Father, or makes plain the Father, or shows us the Father. And in just a minute, we'll get to John chapter 14, and that chapter bears that out. But in talking about the Father and the Son, and oh, by the way, the Holy Spirit, the Bible shows us that God is one. There is but one God, but He has revealed Himself in the Scriptures as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7 and 8. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and in this chapter, John chapter 1, we went over extensively that the Word is Jesus Christ. So there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. One God, but three persons. And we'll find evidence of that again and again and again in the Bible. For instance, and I said we'll get to it, when Jesus was baptized, you've got John and Jesus in the water. Then you've got the Spirit that came from heaven and lit upon him, or rested upon him. And then you've got the voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." And the verses we've read at the beginning of the program bear that out. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Again, one God, but three persons. But they're unified. They all work together. The Father had a Son who gave His life as a ransom for us. And then later Jesus goes back to heaven, but then the Spirit comes down to dwell in our hearts. But let's look at one more passage, and then we'll go to John 14. John chapter 17, verse 25 and 26. Jesus is praying. This is actually the pastoral prayer of Jesus Christ. He says, "O righteous Father," again, the Son is praying to the Father, "O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these the disciples have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in thee." A lot of big words, these and thous, but it talks of the incarnation and the work that Jesus did in going to Calvary. And it talks of the love of God, how God loved us. But then God's love is put into us. And one of the epistles of John, way at the end of the book, right before Revelation, talks of the love of God and the love that we should have for God and for others. But again, the passage talks of God revealing himself through the Son. But quickly, let's take a look at John chapter 14. But Jesus starts out in John chapter 14. He talks about heaven, and that he's going back to heaven, and then he's going to come back from heaven at the end, the second coming. But Thomas, one of the apostles, one of the disciples, he didn't understand what Jesus said. And I didn't read the four verses for time's sake. But Thomas said, I don't understand. But in verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way to heaven. I am the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And that's something I've preached again and again and again and again. The only way to heaven is through Christ and the work that Jesus performed in dying on the cross for our sins. I've preached it extensively. But he says, no man comes to the Father except through faith in Christ. But here in John chapter 14, verse 7, Jesus said, hey, Thomas, and oh, you other guys too, if you know me, or if you had known me, if you had seen me and understood me for who I really am, then you would have known my Father also. And from henceforth, from here on out, you know him, and you've seen him. Now, we just said, John chapter 1, verse 18, no man has seen God at any time. Never has anybody laid eyes on God the Father. But Jesus said, hey, if you look at me, you truly understand me, you're looking at the Father. Again, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. When he came to the earth, when God the Son came to the earth, it changed everything. It fulfilled the Old Testament, all of the prophecies, etc. It fulfilled the law. But when Christ came to the earth, it changed everything. No man hath seen God at any time, but the only begotten Son, he declared him, or presented him, or revealed him. Again, you've got this divine order. We sinned against God the Father, broke his laws, and as a remedy, God sent his Son to die for us, to pay the penalty for our sins. It's God's will that Jesus came to the earth, and his job was to die for the sins of the world. If you want to know what God the Father is about, it's that. John 3:16, for God the Father so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You want to know about God the Father? You want to know what the Father thinks and feels and wishes and etc.? Look at Jesus Christ. Look at what Jesus did. Because the Father sent the Son, and the Son did the will of the Father. So if you look at Christ, you can see the heartbeat of the Father. And the heartbeat of God is that sinners would repent, would turn from their wicked ways, and become a disciple and a servant of God Almighty. There's a lot here in this chapter. There's a lot. And I want to pick this up next week, but I won't. I'll just leave it here. And next week we'll look at John's testimony. But this chapter, it talks of prayer. It talks of miracles. And who performs them. And in whose name they're performed. It talks about the Holy Ghost, sent down on the day of Pentecost, and gives us power to preach, yes. But the Spirit comes to live in our hearts and testifies that we're children of God. I encourage you to read the whole chapter, John chapter 14. I believe it will be a great comfort to you. You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus Christ in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net. That's joeykelly.net. And click on the ministry homepage or on the radio link. Or if you like, you can write me at 1208 Phocis Street. That's F-O-C-I-S Street. Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly, encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.